welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get started.
Straight from New York, yo, yo, this handsome ass.
You are now tuned in to Al Joe, the Funk Master. Watch your grill, yoga, knock that cold faster. Talking shit, now we talking facts. With the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet, fuck a name and a fame. Only legacy remains. Remember the name, Al Jermaine Sterling.
It ain't safe, it ain't safe.
Motherfuckers.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. This is not going to be a full episode right here, but this is just going to be a quick little follow-up. Like I posted on my Instagram, just explaining the tea on what happened last night. So here we are, training. We're discussing everything that's going on with the management right now. And Rob and I have the same management team. We just finished up a good MMA workout. I ran practice. You know, we're having fun. We're talking about what's the next step for everybody, what everyone's kind of getting paid and all that good stuff. And just talking about the good times that we had out in Vegas for my fight week as well as Marab's fight week. And right after that, in the middle of the talking, we get a call. Well, Marab gets a call from our manager and Lloyd. And he offers a fight. Now, there's a potential fight on the table for Marab in August. I don't know if the paperwork is all done yet, so I can't really disclose that. But that's not my part to actually speak on. So with this, there is a potential opportunity. And that opponent was going to be short notice, July 15th, out in Abu Dhabi on Fight Island. I'm actually rocking a shirt right now, courtesy of the UFC, I think Reebok too. And the opponent was Cody Stamann. But unfortunately, we were all excited. That's number one. We were all thinking out the pros and cons. Marab's asking us, what should we do? And I'm like, well, he's already fought two guys from Long Island, myself and Brian Kelleher. He's 1-1 right now. I think it's a great matchup. It was going to be at 145. There was some good stuff. There was a lot of things that we liked and a couple things we didn't like, obviously, with any short notice fight. It's a short notice fight. So with that being said, we figure out the cornermen, and we're talking to our coaches and stuff, the head coaches, Longo, and I believe Matt, but I just found out that I think Matt's away. I don't know if I can disclose that either, so I'm not going to do that, but he's away. He's not here right now, and we pretty much were all in this fight. We're ready to take the fight, and we're figuring out the cornermen and all that. Myself, Pumi Nakuda is going to hop back in there, Kid Turbo. We don't call him Kid Turbo. We call him Turbo. Turbo time. And we're figuring out the third guy. You know, if I, Quinto, might be getting some stuff done. He has a lot of deals in the pipeline right now for real estate. So we're not exactly sure who the third guy is going to be. But outside of that, that's the least of the worries. Our manager now comes back. He calls me. He says, all right, you guys are in. Let me figure this all out. Let them know that we're in. But we have to make sure that Stamann's in. So as we're doing that, I'm tweeting out. I'm watching the countdown at this point. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go start packing. We're going to be leaving in like 4 days. This is what we're being told. So I'm about to get ready to start packing. So this is true. I'm not lying or trying to deceive the masses and the public people, the good people who pay the bills for us, you know. And sure enough, that ended up not being the case because I would be going. I would be packing. I mean, I'm going to Abu Dhabi with the potential chance that I can be there in time for a title fight, but I won't be able to make 135 pounds, the weight limit for a title fight, from now to next week. I mean, I could do it, but I would be a wreck. I'd be literally dead. Like, I would have to change everything at the blink of an eye right now, and I could get it done. It just would not be fun, not training for a five rounder. I pretty much took the last month off and probably trained 4, maybe 5 times in total. Maybe six. Five or six. But outside of that, I'm not ready for 5 rounds. Right now, could I get in shape really quick? Probably 3-4 weeks to do a 5-rounder? I think so. I don't think I'm that far off. But to cut the weight and then perform for a 5-round fight, that would more than likely go to the 4th and 5th round. I don't think I'm ready for that right now to do that short of a notice of a fight. So with that being said, Morales accepts the fight. We're waiting for Stamen. I'm thinking I'm about to go start packing. I'm putting out teasers out there, and people ask me where I'm going. My boy asked me from college where I'm going. So I just put an island emoji because I'm going to the island, and I'm excited about it. Obviously, Abu Dhabi is still shut down, so we won't be going anywhere. It is a vacation, but not really all in the same sense being locked in a hotel room out there in beautiful Yas Island. So that's where we're at, and we found out from the phone call back from our manager, Lloyd, and he said Stamen didn't accept the fight. He decided to go a different route, and unfortunately, Merab was on the last fight of his contract, and we were able to renegotiate a deal out of this whole thing. I don't know if that was going to be the whole thing to get the deal, but it was going to be at 145 pounds, taking on a top-ranked opponent at 135. Who would have had his second fight at 145, and another big name guy in Merab, that would have been a huge opportunity for Merab to step in and get a feather like that under his, get a scalp in his, what do you even call it? I don't know. To get that scalp under his repertoire, under his resume, just call it that. And unfortunately, that's not going to be happening. So Stamen took the fight with Jimmy Rivera, just another tough fight. In my head, I looked at it like this. For Cody Stamen, I get it. It's a high-risk fight, very low reward. Merab's not ranked yet, and we all know he's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous for everybody. For Merab, high risk, is it? High reward. That we know for sure. Merab's in shape. He's already sparred 3 hard rounds, getting ready for his fight in August, like I was talking about. And he's always, always ready to go. And the beautiful thing about Merab is he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke anymore. And this is from years ago. He gave that up when he moved here from Georgia. So that goes to show you the type of shape that he's always in. He's always ready. He's always training. So he's an animal and he's a machine for a reason. And that's pretty much my story on what was supposed to happen. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, come to fruition. And I'm not going to Yas Island, but I know the whole thing happened with Frankie Edgar and Pedro Munhoz, and everyone was thinking I was jumping into that. I earned a title shot. I don't think there's any other fight out there for me that makes sense unless the UFC is coming with a big bag of money to entice me. Right now, I'm looking for gold, tunnel vision, because that's where the big bag of money comes from. It comes from the title fight, my opportunity to be a challenger, and outside of that, winning the belt comes with a plethora of opportunities. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be on the lookout for the next episode with the full breakdown. I've been watching tape pretty much this morning, entire morning, on the last few fights of these guys in the title fights, and just breaking down some things that I think could be the difference makers in those fights. So stay on the lookout for that. Going to have that up for you guys soon, just in case anyone else gets sick with COVID or gets pulled for COVID. I just don't want to do a whole breakdown watching tape, and next you know they're not even fighting. So again, thanks guys for tuning in, and I'll see you soon. Peace.
That's the show. You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get to stepping.
You know you want to.
And remember, we bring the noise because the people want the funk. Until next time, this is the Weekly Scraps. Bye-bye.